Now, sitting in front of me in studio is Sonia Nigilin-Asberg. Thank you very much, Sonia, for coming in.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
A award-winning producer and director.
Well, there you are.
We are talking about your next project, or your current project, or one of them, and that is a documentary for T.G. Cahir on Bad Eddie, the iconic Bad Eddie, which sadly is becoming a bit of a danger, really, in its current position.
Well, I suppose it has eroded over the years, you know, and I actually live quite near the boat in Bunbeg, and I've watched it over the years, and all of a sudden we decided it was time to look into her history, to give her something back for all that she has given the area, I suppose, you know, so...
What do we know about it?
Well, we, through the research, we've discovered that it came from Brittany, the Lorient region of Brittany, and it came, three men from Gwydor went over and sailed her back to Bunbeg. She fished out of Killybegs and Bunbeg, and she hit rocks in Inishmen on a stormy night. And
how long ago was that? Sorry, Sonia.
In 1977. Mm-hmm. And she has been in the beach ever since.
And it has become what it's become. But why wasn't it removed or got rid of at the time, or in the couple of years before it became this sort of iconic thing that can't be?
Well, touched? I think the intention was to go to take it back out. It was a fabulous salmon fishing boat, and those Breege and Eddie that owned the boat were doing well during the salmon fishing season. But I think what happened was that when it hit the rocks in Inishmen, it was taken into Bunbeg Harbour, and it lay there for a while as they were waiting to get somebody to repair it, and it got in the way. They were building the pier at the time, and they had to tow it around, but it was too heavy to tow from Bunbeg to the beach, so they took the engine out of it. And I think that was its downfall, really, to be very honest, because it was
the heart had gone from it then.
Yeah, there was a 2-ton engine in it. They had to build a special trailer to take it from the pier, and then she was light enough to take round to Bunbeg beach, to Maraclore beach, for repairs. When she was left there, marrying the two of them again, the boat and the engine just never happened. And she came further and further in the beach, and then it became impossible. And then people started to pillage it and take bits of her. You know, she was made from solid oak, you know, and there are plenty of stories coming in of bits of her going missing to repair houses and things like that. And, and just it was a gradual thing, I suppose.
But might be the odd coffee table. Bad at your coffee table and roofing. You know, I don't think you could put a number on how many photographs have been taken of it. It was used in a video. Anya used it. Anya used it in a video as well, and not just that, but others. There's a lot of discussion now about its future. It doesn't seem practical. I know you're looking as much to the past as to the future. It doesn't seem practical because of the way things deteriorate, that it will be able to be maintained and stay where it is. Is that the sense you're getting?
I'm not sure. It's not up to me what happens to the boat.
As a local, though,
I'm making... Well, as a local, I would be terribly, terribly sad to see it go from the beach. And I mean, I think there is a committee that has come together, and I think they're looking at all options. Yeah. And I would like all options to be looked at, because she has given an awful lot to the area. And... you know, as you mentioned, Enya, but Bono and Moya Brennan, which was the most famous one, you know, blew her up with lightning in a video. Daniel O'Donnell did a Christmas video where I got a letter from a lady who told me that she was covered in snow in May in 1996 yesterday, you know, because, you know. So.
Right. So thanks so much for the background. Now, on to the documentary then. So what are you looking for? And what do you hope the finished product to be?
Well, I hope the finished product to be an accolade to the boat and to Donegal, and to the beauty of Donegal. You know, I think you know, we've been lucky to spend the summer beside the boat and filming the boat and the surrounding area. And it's absolutely, you forget how stunning it is, you know, when you see it from all different angles. You know, we've been using GoPros and drones and cameras and all that, you know. So I suppose we're lucky the ILBF funded the documentary, and TG Cahir are going to broadcast it, I think, possibly in the near future before the end of the year.
Brilliant.
And basically what we're looking for is if anybody has any stories, any photographs. Now, as you said, there are, like, we have photographs of Vogue Bambino Italia that did a photo shoot with children in the local area in the late 80s. We have photographs of a woman dressed as a black fairy sitting on it. We have, you know, photos of her from every shape, manner and form. But we're still looking for more. We're going to do an online campaign. We have a Facebook page, Cara Namara, and we have an email address, if I can say it. It's info@ligidtv.com. And we're just gathering. As I said yesterday, I got a beautiful handwritten letter in the post from a lady telling me about seeing Daniel O'Donnell doing a Christmas video in May and covering the
that's
the
opportunistic
snow.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh right, it was fake snow.
It was fake snow, fake snow in there.
I've seen snow in February and maybe early March, but May would be a picture.
We've got beautiful poems sent into us that people have written, paintings. You know, it's.
And it's a lovely angle that you're coming from it, because it's people's memories and it's people's stories that breathe life into it from your perspective, you know, because it is more important than just simply a shipwreck lying on a beach.
Oh, yes. And we've interviewed, you know, the skipper. Most of those who were on the boat, unfortunately, have passed away. But we interviewed the skipper's wife, who's nearly in her 90th year, and she gave us great yarns. And we've interviewed fishermen, we've interviewed Maya Brennan down on the beach. She told us what it was like to take a whole crew with video and Bono and everything there, you know, in the late 80s. And, you know, and it's very much from the perspective of the people who have watched and looked upon our next door neighbour, Mary Mashudi. We have Liam Gillespie. You know, we've 13 or 14 people interviewed for the documentary as well, which I think is, you know, it's to give the local perspective as much as the worldwide perspective that she's achieved on her own, really, you know.
Were you surprised maybe, or perhaps you didn't learn an awful lot more about it, or become more sort of, it became more endearing to you through this process, even though perhaps you glanced at it on very regular occasions before you started this project?
Yeah, well, I think there was often a lot of stories going around about the boat, and, you know, I don't think anybody really sat down and got the proper story. You know, there was the love story angle, there was the tragedy, there was storms at seas and everything. And I think what this has done, I'm not sure I would have sat confidently and told somebody the story of Cara Namara only that I have done the proper research. Yeah. We've gone, you know, we went to Lorient, we tried to trace where she was from, we found where she was from in Lorient. You know, we have the maps, the original maps that they used to take her home from Lorient around. Yeah. Do you know, so we've got an awful lot more than, you know, and I have to say one thing that it's humbled me really is the generosity and of people and everybody. Everywhere I went during the summer at home in Gweedore, people were coming over saying, I have a photo of her down at the harbour, I have this. And I want this programme to be everybody's programme, you know, because she is a part of everybody in Gweedore. She's very iconic. I think Maya Brennan said yesterday, she's like the Eiffel Tower of Gweedore, you know. And
just don't try and climb it. That's the only thing. I think you're doing a really important job in documenting this as it is now, because, you know, we don't know where things are going to be in 5, 10, 15 years, but we're going to have an excellent program that will capture that, probably not as it should be in terms of, you know, physically where it is, but in terms of, you know, that people can look back over generations and get some flesh on the bones of the stories.
Brilliant.
Thanks very much, Sonia. Just remind people of the Facebook page and the email address. We'll retain that info here and stick it up on our Facebook page if it's easier. But just to give people an opportunity, if they've gotten a pen since you last mentioned it, what do they search on Facebook to get more information?
Cara Namora, CRRANAMARA. Or you can email info@ligidtv.com. And my company name is Liggage, and what it stands for is Life is Great in Donegal. So that's so.
And it's true 90% of the time.
99%.
Exactly, 99%. And you prefer Cara Namora to Bad Eddie, do you?
Well, either or, but I suppose her official name is Cara Namora, and Bad Eddie, I would call it Bad Eddie myself, you know.
Listen, thank you so much, Sonia, for coming in. Best of luck with that, and we'll keep an eye out. Maybe you'll let us know of an air date when you get it, and we can pass it on to our listeners. Okay, thank you very much for that, Sonia Nigula-Asberg there.